We'll begin. We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. If you could keep only one thing, and not necessarily an object, if you could keep only one aspect of who you are and what you do, and let everything else go, what will that one thing be? What will we claim as the essential part of our life? As Christians growing in your knowledge of who your Savior is, all that He has done for you, and all that He has told you in His Word, you're learning to think of your life on a much higher level than earthly matters, and certainly based on a much higher worth, a priceless value, which no amount of money or personal achievement or sacrifice on your part could possibly obtain. It's a gift. And that gift is already yours in Christ Jesus. Today, let's hear from Colossians 3 about your gifted life in Christ. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. I want to go back to verse 3 once more. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What does that mean? You died. It's not referring to the former state of spiritual death, when we all enter the world as unbelievers, dead in our sins, and thus dead to God. No, it's referring to a change in status, in which, because we are connected to Jesus, God sees what Jesus did as our own doing. Let's be specific. By faith in Christ, you get to claim His perfect life 2,000 years ago as your own sinless record now. Even though you have not lived up to God's standard of holiness, not even close, God sees it as though you did, because Jesus lived that way in your place. Likewise, by trusting in His sacrifice, we actually have His own death on the cross as our own death on the cross. Our payment of sin already made. Our own suffering of hell already carried out. Astounding. When Jesus rose from the dead, it's more than a guarantee of success. It actually means, in God's eyes, that's how He sees it, that we are risen from the grave in Christ, completely acceptable to God in Christ, alive to God in Christ. When the Bible says that, now notice the grammar here, you were raised, past tense, you were raised with Christ, that's more than a change of status. It's also a new life for you and me as believers. When God gives you your faith in Christ, it happens as a spiritual resurrection based on the physical resurrection of Jesus as a foundation and directly linked to baptism, your infant baptism, as the way God made it happen. That was your spiritual birthday, the day when you began this new life on track to eternal life. It's as Paul writes, it's your life hidden with Christ in God. It's something people can't see. Well, think about that. Your spiritual life of faith happens in the heart, where no one can look other than the Lord. Your relationship with God, in which you deal with Him as the Heavenly Father and He deals with you as His children, that happens in the heart too. As you pray privately, repent of your sins in your mind, think about the truths of His Word. People can't see the final outcome or the final destination of where this life is taking us. Nor can they observe the angels at work on your behalf, or the reality of Jesus with you, with me, every day. But we do have that promise. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. In all that Jesus did to reclaim His glory, He was paving the way for us, giving us the preview of how it goes with us one day. When Jesus rose from the grave in His glorified body, never to die again, well, that's how it will go with us in our own resurrection if we die before Judgment Day. He ascended to glory with His Heavenly Father. So will we be in the presence of our Heavenly Father in glory, in perfection. It's as good as done. Because Christ has conquered for us, and God has promised it to us, and the Spirit is preserving our faith to cash in on it, to lay claim to what is promised. Truly, this will be our great incentive to, as our text puts it, seek those things which are above, and to set the mind on things above. Let's go back to the question at the beginning. What main thing? What aspect of who you are, who I am, should we keep as the most important, the thing that defines us? Shouldn't it be the permanent things that last beyond Judgment Day? Shouldn't it be the sure things of God? Things like the forgiveness of sins declared to us in the gospel, using the gospel in word and sacrament as the power source of our faith in Christian life, relying on God's promise to be with us and to make everything work out for our good in His own time and way, and having that confidence that death, our own human death, is nothing more than moving day from trouble down here to glory up there. These things do count as things above because they originate in heaven. They're guaranteed in heaven. And they decisively, successfully bring you and me to our home with God in heaven. Amen. Let us close our worship singing all the stanzas of Hymn 391. Hymn 391.